When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hi, host. This is 80s Rick out in Newbridge.
80s Rick in Newbridge.
Yeah.
What's up, 80s Rick? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time, right? I think the last time I talked to you, you had the girl from Till Tuesday on.
Yes, Amy Mann.
I was disappointed they weren't getting back together. She was hyping her own product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rather than the product you wanted.
The stuff that matters to everybody more.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my question is actually for your guest, Mr. Fogelnest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Jake Fogelnest.
Say it again?
Jake Fogelnest.
That's a stage name, right? Is that the stage name?
It's my real name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Well, my question is two-pronged. One, I was wondering if there's any truth to these rumors that Roger Earl from Foghat is going to be taken over from Josh Freese when Devo goes out to play Smooth Noodle Maps in its entirety this summer.
I have not heard that. I'm a pretty big Devo fan. Smooth Noodle Maps, not one of their sort of more well-renowned albums, and I can't imagine that they would tour with that, and I don't understand why they would have Roger from Foghat take over for Josh Freese, pretty solid drummer for them.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It was actually recorded in 89, but it came out in 90, so I have to be kind of into it, right?
Yeah. There's so much Devo throughout the 80s, you don't have to... I wouldn't focus on Smooth Noodle Maps.
Hey, well, look, I didn't make up the song. Well, they did.
Okay.
But why are you holding yourself to this 80s thing so stringently?
Because that's the best music ever that has been.
Well, except for this album, Smooth Noodle Maps.
Well, that's neither here nor there. Actually, I hope you can hear me right now. I'm actually standing outside of Haircut 100 Con.
Outside of what?
Haircut 100 Con. Why?
Wait, and I'm assuming Haircut 100 Con is some sort of convention for Haircut 100?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And guess who won the lottery to win Blair Cunningham's baseball cap?
You did, 80s Rick.
I did, yes. I'm wearing it now.
You're wearing Blair Cunningham from Haircut 100's baseball cap?
Yeah. Question for Jake Fogelnest. What other band was he in?
I'm not sure.
Oh, host, do you know?
What other bands was Blair Cunningham in?
Yes.
He was in... Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Was he was
in the best version of what band?
The best version of
Pretenders.
The Pretenders. Okay, there you go.
Yes. He was also in Echo and the Bunnymen, too.
Okay. And he took over for Pete?
You have a radio show and you think Pete Fondon was the drummer in The Pretenders?
No, it's Martin Chambers.
Yes.
But I know Martin Chambers has not always been in the studio with them.
I know. Look, don't bust my bees, okay? I'm still on this hat high.
This hat? You've got a hat high going on.
I do. Can I go to the second prong of my two-pronged question for
sure,
you?
Sure, go.
Fogelnest, yeah.
Not Fogel Blork.
I wrote it down as you spelled it, and it still comes out really weird every time I says it. Was that Popeye?
Yeah. I mean, Popeye in that movie was from 80, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know where that was filmed?
Popeye?
Yeah.
In Ireland, I believe.
No, I think it was filmed on the Isle of Malta.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know enough about Popeye trivia.
Yeah.
Google it.
Robert Evans and Harry Nilsson, and it was a really solidly healthy crew involved with that
yes,
movie.
You know, they like to get excited sometimes.
Yeah,
sure.
Real
natural
excited.
High.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Why can't I get back to my question, please?
It's all yours, 80s Rick.
Look, hopefully you both can help me with this. I've been trying with no luck to find this duet that Cy Curnin from The Fix did with the Bee Gees in 1984. I'm sure you remember it. I'm almost positive it was on Spirits Having Flown, side one.
Okay.
It went something like this. Oh, girl, I tried to reach the beach, bitch, but your love was like rocks in my swimming trunks. I've been dead in the water since I saw you having sex with Wayne Shorter from Weather Report.
With Wayne Shorter from Weather Report.
Yeah.
And it had Reach the Beach in there, which was a Fix album title.
Yeah, that's the Cy Curnin part of it.
Okay. Well, at least he brought his thing to the table, his part.
Yeah.
Well, 80s Rick. What?
Someone stole my hat.
Someone stole your hat?
Yes, and I'm looking at the running off with it. Hey, give it back. Oh, no.
What?
They took a squeege in it. Ew. I don't care. I'm still going to wear it. Anyone?
Oh, well, 80s Rick, I'm glad you got your hat back. I think he hung up.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, let's do a quick back to the phones here. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Thaddeus out in Old Bridge.
Thaddeus in Old Bridge.
Yeah. I wanted to contribute to the topic. The topic is...
Stupid achievements.
I once beat both Orville and Wilbur Wright in a spaghetti eating contest.
Thad?
Yes.
I mean, Orville.
Show me some respect. It's Thaddeus. Show me some respect.
Okay, Thaddeus, Orville, and Wilbur Wright. I mean, they've been dead for decades.
Yeah. So have I. I'm a ghost.
You're a ghost? So, you're a ghost, but you called in. Okay, I guess the ghost hung up. Thaddeus, a ghost called. That's a new...
You don't seem scared at all.
I will be scared. As that one dawns on me, that will scare me when I realize that a ghost just called and said he ate. He out-ate Orville and Wilbur Wright in a spaghetti eating contest. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Pip out in West Newbridge.
Pip out in West Newbridge. How are you doing, Pip? We're working on this list of the top 100 fictional characters of all time.
Yeah, well, I think I have a good one.
Okay. Who do you got, Pip?
Lars Ulrich.
Lars Ulrich. That's a real. That's a real guy, though, from Metallica.
It's not a real guy, is it?
Yeah, it is a real guy.
No, it isn't. Are you kidding?
Yes.
I thought he was a drawing.
No, he's a real physical guy in an actual band.
Well, no, I know that the band is real and the other guys are real, but he's a drawing, right?
He's not a drawing. So when they play live, you think that there's a drawing back there.
I think it's a big drawing, right?
It's not a drawing. That's
Wait, hang on. Let me look at my albums here. No, I'm looking at Garage Days.
Uh-huh.
That's a drawing. There's no way.
Pip.
I think you're being foolish.
Pip, it's a real person.
I don't know.
He's
really?
He's a real guy.
Oh.
Do you have anybody else?
Pardon me?
Do you have any other names? Any other fictional characters?
Well, I don't know this character's name.
Uh-huh.
But he appears in the greatest scene ever filmed in a film.
Okay.
Okay, I'll set the stage for you.
Okay.
Okay. Chevy Chase.
Okay.
He goes to a campground.
Okay.
And he's this is so good. He wants to rent some tents for his family.
Okay.
The Griswolds, that's the name of the family.
Uh-huh.
And so a man comes out from back whence he is, to the front counter, and he's eating a watermelon, and he says, "Can I help you?" And Chevy Chase goes, "I want to rent some tents." And then the man gives Chevy Chase a card to fill out, you know, like a renter's card.
Sure.
And he goes, "Why do you need my address?" And the man is in mid bite. He goes, "We just send out a mailer." So whoever that man is, I want to nominate him.
You want to know what, Pip? His name in the movie, I just looked it up. It's played by Brian Doyle Murray, right?
Yes, yeah.
His name in the movie is Camp Comfort Clerk.
That just rolls off the tongue, don't it?
And it's a K. Camp is with a K, and Comfort is with a K.
Oh, like K.K. Downing from Judas Priest.
Just like, but the clerk is with a C. So yes, it is like Camp. If KK and KK Downing stood for Camp Comfort, yes, it would be just like that. I'm gonna put him on the list. What do we have in the 20s? He's going 21 on the list. The Camp Comfort clerk.
Thank you.
You did. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Pip. Have a great night. Oh, he hung up. I guess that's it. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.
Bye.